What a couple months we've been through, huh? And clearly this thing, whatever you call it, by whatever name you give it, it's far from over. All of us have had to reorganize our lives, our routines, taken on new roles even, in one way or another. We've all changed in some way, in what we feel safe doing, and what we no longer feel safe doing, and maybe never will again. Some families are unwillingly separated because of the virus. Other families purposefully separate to prevent the spread of the virus. And who would have thought that there'd be style competitions in face masks? So close up on this one. Check this one out. This is one of my favorites with the runners on it. Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate that. But we figure it out, don't we? I mean, we do. We get along the way, we figure it out, and we will continue to figure out how to make it all work. We adapt, we reacclimate, we find new ways of doing things, and we figure out there's some things we can live without. We reshuffle our priorities, our own expectations, and as these weekends have demonstrated so clearly, what we have had to do in everyday life is also very true when it comes to our faith life, isn't it? I mean, over the past almost 3 months now, through most of Lent, all of Holy Week, the entire Easter season, we've discovered that, well, we can find a new way to gather and pray together through the wizardry of technology, and in doing so, maybe even discovered a deeper hunger for a Christ in our own heart and soul. Some of us come to Mass this weekend, and we will gather in a new way, separated in this congregation seating, and not, maybe reluctantly masked, or not. Or maybe we don't gather. Maybe you're staying at home, and just where you feel safer for the time being, and not quite ready to face all the close proximity of the crowds. You know, in many ways, though, I really think what we've experienced in these last weeks is not all that different than what the early church experienced. Not obviously because of a coronavirus, but they too had to negotiate a new way of life, a new way of living their faith, following Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. They had never done that before. And they found out it wasn't all that easy. There were challenges they had to face that they never dreamed of facing, and obstacles that came in their way they would never have even thought of having to deal with. But they were, and we are, a resilient bunch, aren't we? I mean, I've come to believe over these weeks especially, resiliency is a whole lot less to do with our own creativity or our own strength or accomplishments. Resiliency is the work of the Holy Spirit. It is the Spirit that is given to anyone eager enough or scared enough or cautious enough or courageous enough to believe, just to believe. And I believe through will and wonder, the Holy Spirit gives us this wonderful gift of resiliency. Will and wonder, two gifts that we don't traditionally associate with the Holy Spirit, but on this particular Pentecost, I think they're gifts we all need, and gifts that we have witnessed, and gifts that we can share. Will. It's more than discipline, more than courage. Borrowing the words of Sister Rosemary Nassif, will incorporates grit and sustained persistence to overcome obstacles when pursuing passion. Isn't that beautiful? Will incorporates grit and sustained persistence to overcome obstacles when pursuing passion. And isn't it also just a great description of the first Pentecost? With grit and sustained persistence, those early believers overcame obstacles in the pursuit of their passion of Jesus Christ. And isn't that the gift of the Holy Spirit we all need now, folks? Where will tomorrow be without the sustained persistence of our faith today? What will tomorrow look like if we don't use grit today to love as we have been loved, to forgive as we have been forgiven, to live in hope as Christ has given us hope? And wonder. Wonder allows God to fill an emptiness in us that the world cannot fill. Wonder opens our eyes to see the innate worth of every person and all of creation that shares life with us. Wonder inspires us to reach out with compassion and with mercy, even when it doesn't make any sense to do that. Wonder helps us to discover the story at work in our lives. It's a whole lot bigger than our little personal story. A story that we don't write, but a story in which we are now invited to participate. You want to know what the first Pentecost felt like and looked like? Look around, my friends. Look around and see the powerful will of life and love that has been displayed every day. Look around and see the wonder and the awe of a kingdom that's being revealed to us, even as an old way of life passes away. See beyond any inconvenience and all the politics and past the unfortunate rhetoric and see God is at work. This, my friends, is Pentecost.